Kilo Watch, Queen, Baker, Victor, Mobile. Okay, 2QBZ Mobile with me.
BORN2IYY. 82BORN2IYY. Nothing around 2IYY is clear.
Repeat.
K2QBZ Mobile, listening, repeat. This is K2QBZ Mobile, Spring Valley, New York.
Okay, Joe, KB2DPP. Number one, you got a hell of a hum on your signal. The audio seems to be fine, but you're dropping out on 8.5. You get one or two words, and then you disappear. Now, over here, your audio's fine, but whatever you've done, you've got a nice hum.
Okay, I'll tell Hal he worked on the radio. Okay. Well, the audio's okay. Someone said the gain was too low. I don't know how they tell the difference between gain and deviation. But you said it's punchy enough, correct?
The audio's fine, Joel. It's just that hum. I don't know whether you're in the car or you're in the house, but I think that hum is going to cause you a lot of problems.
No, I'm in the car. It's a new installation. I finished it this morning. Okay. Is the hum pretty bad, or a small percentage, or just there?
It's there. You know, actually, it sounds like, I can't believe it would be a PL. You know, it really just sounds like a power supply hum, oddly enough.
I don't know. This is a new car. It's got so much electronics in it. I don't know if I'm generating something to do that, which is interesting. But we'll see. All right. I will tell Hal. He took the radio and set it up for me. We'll see what I have to do. But just putting this in the car temporarily, getting something else. Thank you for your input, even with my 20 watts.
One thing I can tell you, Joel, is the audio's fine. You sound fine over here. Now, if you want to try the Pearl repeater, 145.130, I'll go over there and let you know. But right now, the audio's fine. You were kind of low on 8.5, but you don't get into 8.5 that well to begin with.
And I'm not running the amplifier. I had to do something with it on the way back. All right. No, I'm not going to go to the other repeater. I'm just with Karen, and I'm going to go visit her mother in a assisted living facility. So thank you for the help. I'll mention it to Hal, and I won't turn up the gain, because she told me the gain is fine. Thank you.
I don't hear any problems with the audio, Joel, to be quite honest with you. I did go to the input, but of course I didn't hear you. So, all right, just tried to let you know what's going on. That's the best I can do, let you know what I'm hearing.
Okay, can I get away with it for 2-3 weeks? It's not objectionable. That's all I need to know. Can I get away with it?
Joe, it's not a problem. There's plenty of audio. I mean, you know, I'm not complaining. I was just letting you know what I hear.
I know, I mean the hum. I could get away with it for a few weeks until I get a new radio in the car.
I wouldn't worry about it, yeah.
I wasn't on the repeater for about a month trying.
All right, Joel, you take...
people to put an antenna towards the north, which they're not doing. But decided, well, I'll get a new car, I'll get a new radio. So I got the first one, now I need to get the new radio. Thank you, see you soon, appreciate it. K2QBV Mobile, Orangeburg, New York.
All right, 7-3, Joel. KB2DPP clear.
K2QBV, K2QBV from K2EIR. K2QBV, K2QBV, here is K2EIR. K2EIR, W2TTT, you call? Yeah, I was calling Joel, K2QBV.
Drag the volume down.
Yeah, funny what the ears, what happens when you don't quite hear it enough.
Yeah, the V's probably came out as P's in the background chatter.
Right, okay. Yeah, I just heard Jerry, KB2DPV. DTV, DTD, excuse me, tell Joel that he had some harm. And I told Joel that this afternoon, and I realized I was in the mobile then, and I had have an opportunity, if I could hear him, that this is not the mobile, and I probably could listen on the input, and, you know, it would just give me a little bit more data. It's not a 60-cycle type hum. He's in the mobile. It's more like, almost like a PL. You know, it sounds like not 120, but maybe it's 240 or 440, you know, something like that. Not quite getting up that high, but somewhere up there, you know what I mean? So it's a little peculiar.
That's me, K2QBV. I'm very peculiar.
Okay, let me...
Or typo on particular?
Peculiar, not particular.
Okay. Go ahead, Joel.
This is my temporary radio. I had this for years. It's 12, 13 years old. And I'm going to have to leave you because Karen and I have to visit the mother. The nursing home here. All right, I'll ask you, and I did ask Jerry, because he thinks I can get away with the hum for a few weeks, so I assume that's okay.
You can use that to listen to certain individuals correcting you about your audio forever.
Okay, the hum, look, you know, I have another radio coming eventually, so I want to just use this now to have it working fine. Okay, K2QBV Mobile, talk to you later. Thank you.
No problem, Joel. You're good. W2TDD. Go ahead, Howie.
Yeah, I can't copy Joel on the input, so I can't listen to it more there. But I could turn up the volume here. Even on this little speaker in the rig, you know, I hear it. Again, it's a couple of hundred cycles. I don't know. It's livable. You know, it could get annoying. It's noticeable. But, you know, it doesn't prevent... communication. So that's the story. Okay, I'm going to get back to the dishes where I can listen on the monitor, but I can't transmit. So 73 Joel and wife, and 73 Gordon, K2EIR.
All right, very good, Howie. 73 to you. We'll see you in another hour or so. And Joel will talk with you and maybe Karen later on. About we have the tech net tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Alrighty. Now I'm at the grocery store. Nancy's gotten out of the nail salon. I've got my hair cut, and now I have she's went to the grocery store to get a couple of things. I'm just chilling, checking out my email. Alright, 73W2TTT, and I'll be home for the net tonight, by the way. K2ARW2TTT clear.
KD2CWW, sitting here with a bowl of popcorn waiting for the net.
Well, do you like it like I do without the butter, or do you want it with butter?
Lightly salted with no butter.
There you go. That's my way I like it. Looking through the weekly alumni electronic bulletin that comes from, that comes from my high school. I enjoy reading that. That's a lot of fun. School's changed since I was there a lot, but still a great school. I just wish they had mandatory ROTC. I wish they had had mandatory ROTC when I was there. You know, that would have been a smarter move, but that's just me.
My daughter's friend is actually invited her to a military ball tomorrow night. Her friend Sarah is in the ROTC program at the Passaic County Tech.
Very nice. So he's in ROTC?
She is in ROTC.
Yeah, military balls are fun. My high school had one, so By the time I got to senior year, I was not, you know, I was not exactly, you know, cranked one way or the other over being going to my prom. We didn't have the money for it anyway. But I had gone to the school's military balls 3 out of my 4 years. I only didn't go my junior year because of the fact that I was in Paris. Had many wonderful opportunities in high school. I hosted a French student for just about 5 months in my sophomore year and went to Paris in my junior year, much in the summer and fall. Let's just say I gained a deep appreciation for being an American.
Well, I tried getting in. Only I have a pin in my leg, so I was refused. But shortly after, my friend was deployed to Grenada, the island of Grenada.
Ah, yes. Well, actually, I never served in the Army. I was in junior ROTC in high school. I went to the ROTC office at RIT in Rochester, and they had 24 students in ROTC in a campus of 20,000 day and night students. And they had 2 military science instructors, and that was it. And I said, really? So that was kind of an eye-opener. It was 1976. It was, you know, just after Nam and all that stuff. Later on, I considered joining the Army, and I was going to join Jimmy Carter's Army, if you will, and friends of mine were appalled about that thought, introduced me to the joys of telecommunications and what was later called IT, so, I can understand that, but my wife and I probably would never have met had they joined the military, and I don't know. I think I'd probably be better off in many ways, but less well off in others. I, in point of fact, have been very, very pleased with this whole equation, to say the least. My baby went to his prom tonight, for instance.
Well, if Dad had accepted me, I probably would not have met my wife. Would not have dated her for 5 months to go out with her best friend for 7 years, to be engaged to her best friend, to then break up with her and then a year and a half later start dating my wife again in 23 years now. So it's been a long ride.
Yes, siree. And one which you sound pretty satisfied with.
And then, of course, my 2 lovely daughters. And my wife lets me play with my radios. She used to hold a novice class. She was into it at the time, too.
But your wife held a novice license?
Yeah, when I was going for it, I could not do the Morse code. And she helped study with me, and being the brain that she is, she went through the book, I think, 2 times and passed 100% with 6 words a minute. I barely made it.
Yeah, it's like my wife solders better than I do. She could probably do surface mount. I could do it, too, but boy, it would be painful. But, as for normal things, she holds a general. She actually passed the technician back when it had the same written exam as the general. So she is a general because, and she passed the Morse code test, obviously. Here she comes, hold on.
Connected, WA2QBC.
I have to provide loading facilities here. me. But anyway. Sorry about that. My microphone got tangled with other cords. Anyway, we'll see you on the TechNet in about an hour.
Yes, I will be there. And I'm thinking of a question I could ask, but I'll be there.
Very good.
Alrighty.
Dear me. All right. Well, anyway, we'll see you in an hour and figure a question. It's always good. So, you take care and we'll be back. KD2CWW2TTT Mobile.
All right, KD2CWW, we are monitoring.
K2EIRA, K2QBV Mobile. K2EIRA, K2QBV Mobile.
Check in with our call sign, our name,
and then we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, a for sale swap or wanted item, or none of the above. Now you might ask, why do we want you to check in if it's none of the above? And the answer is very simple. We need to know who the audience is so that we can engage you with a dialogue that's appropriate to your needs. And if we don't know you're there, we can't do that. So, with no further ado, let's talk about checking in. Give our those stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, please call K2BAR.
AC2GI, Rich, one question.
Got you, Rich, AC2GI, with one question. Any other Alphas?
AC, good afternoon, whatever, Gordon, good seeing you this afternoon. But I'll be standing by listening and coming up with something if something comes up. So back to you.
That was AC2T. I think you got massacred there at the beginning. Very good, Paul. Welcome, and it was great seeing you today. Just for reference, a bunch of us from the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club got together at a local restaurant up in Mahwah. And it made it very convenient for the guys in New York to come down and those of us in Jersey to get there because it was right up Route 17 of the Parkway. It was very easy to congregate, and so that was fun. All right, any other Alphas? All right, very good. How about Whiskey Twos?
Item later. Good evening to all.
All right, boy, I got the end of that. W2NH said, Matt, with a for sale item. Who is the station who doubled with Matt?
This is W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don with a comment. Any other whiskeys?
Ski Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, Washington Township. With one comment and one question.
Evening, Randy. Good to hear that Chris is doing better. On a break, she is.
She is. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Very good. All right. Any other whiskeys?
WA2UMD, Jim in Pearl River. Good evening, Gordon. Just listening this evening.
Good evening, Jim. I heard you warming up earlier. I think it was via Echolink. Maybe not. I heard you on there maybe an hour ago. All right, very good. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, Lima Charlie November. The name is Rick in Bloomingdale. Just listening in.
Very good, Rick. Good hearing you. A little noisy on your signal tonight, but maybe you're on an HT. All right, any other whiskeys?
W2ATP, Paul Harrington Park. None of these.
Very good, Paul. Good hearing you. Welcome from Harrington Park. Any other whiskeys?
WUE2R, Charlie. Just listening.
Evening, Sir Charles. Any other whiskeys? Okay. How about the Kilo 2s?
Kilo 2, Echo India Romeo, K2EIR, Howie in Tarrytown. One question. Over.
Roger that, Howie. Gotcha. Any other K2s? All right. How about any other kilos?
KD2CWW, Chris Orthorn, and I'm just listening.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos?
KD2EXV, John Sue, just listening.
I'm sorry, Jensu, what's your suffix in KD2?
KD2EXV.
Victor X-ray Echo?
Echo X-ray Victor.
Yeah, the way you would enunciate, you probably need to use phonetics. It's better that way. Alrighty, very good. KD2EXV. Good hearing you. Any other kilos?
KC2ZMA Marco. No questions or comments. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Marco. Alrighty. Any other kilos? Okay. How about November's?
November 2, Victor Zulu X-ray, Charlie and Garfield, just listening.
November 2, November Zulu X-ray. Very good. Thank you, Charlie. Any other Novembers?
N2 NBR.
N2 NBR, what's your pleasure?
Hail, here is John, and I guess I'm going to be listening for now.
Very good, John. Okay. Any other Novembers? Okay. Any other call signs I might have missed before we go to Echolink? Okay, you know what? I just remembered that I neglected to point out how you get into the repeater. So should you be listening to the repeater and don't know how to get into it, the frequency is 146.955. 146.955. The repeater is operated by the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club in Alpine, New Jersey. And the PL is 141.3, 141.3, and we use a minus 600 split here. So PL is 141.3, and minus 600 is the split for 146.955. You also can get into the repeater via Echolink, K2 Foxtrot Juliet-L, K2 Foxtrot Juliet-L, and encourage people to check in via Echolink as well if they can't get in by a local repeater. Finally, we have a email distribution group that follows the net, and it's club agnostic, if you will, but it's called ComTech Group on Yahoo Groups. So if you go to the Yahoo Groups and look for ComTech Group, ComTechGroup, one, all smushed as one word, ComTech Group. If you can't find it, shoot me an email at w2ttt@att.net or ARRL.net, and we'll be happy to hook you up with the ComTech Group. Alrighty, with no further ado, let's go to Don, W2JEK, with your comment.
Good evening, K2BAR and the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. And announcing that Barrow will be running a test session this Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, at the Westwood Regional High School, which is the site of our Barrow Ham Fest, which will be taking place at that time also. So if you're coming and want to take the test, you'll need an ID like a driver's license or a passport or something else, one photo ID or two non-photo IDs. Test fee will be $15. If you already have a license, please bring your license and a copy of the license. And if you want to bring a calculator, that's fine. It can have nothing stored in its memory. Other devices such as iPods, and cell phones, etc., that have a calculator function may not be used. And I think that just about covers it. And remind everybody that the question pool for the tech exam that's currently in force will end on the end of June, and on July 1st there will be a new question pool. Some of those books are out now, so have to keep, if you're studying for the old, current question pool, remember that you have to get tested by the end of June. That's back to that, W2JK.
Very good, Don. Are there any stations with questions about the upcoming test sessions or licensing in general? Okay, very good. Anything you want to add to that, Don?
No, I don't think so. I think I covered just about everything.
I know. What time do you want people at that test session on Saturday?
Okay.
There was a station breaking. Go ahead. And K2 Keith, I heard another station. Who was that? Okay, Don, did you want to add anything more?
No, that might have been my finger slipped off the push-to-talk button that you were hearing. Back to that, W2JK.
Got it. Okay. Very good. We'll look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. I will be at the bar table doing talk-in for anybody who needs it. Talk-in is on 146.79, again, using 141.3. So feel free to jump over there if you need it. You know what? I neglected to check to see if there was someone on Echolink. Are there any stations on Echolink I'd like to check in at this time? No, very good. Alrighty. Let's see. AC2GI, your question, Rich. K2BAR.
It's me, you are AC2GI. Gordon, you just doubled with somebody. You want to see if somebody's breaking in before I answer my question? Ask my question.
Yeah, thank you for that. Who is the station?
That was me, John Gordon. I just wanted to know what the address was for the Barra Amfest.
Okay, it's, what do you call it? It's Westwood High School in Washington Township. Westwood High School in Washington Township on Ridgewood Road. Not to be confused with Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood Road in Washington Township. My gut feeling is you can probably find it in the ARRL's Hamfest listings. You can also find it in their test session listings.
2JEK.
Don, go ahead.
It's 701 Ridgewood Road. It's the Township of Washington. A lot of people call it Washington Township. It is known technically as the Township of Washington, because there is a Washington Township somewhere out in West Jersey. So when you plug that into your GPS or your whatever you're using for a direction finder, you'll find yourself out in boondocks of New Jersey someplace. So well, where are you coming from? I'll give you directions. It's a lot easier.
I just, maybe the zip code probably will keep me out of trouble.
Hold on. Let me find that.
It's not rocket science, guys. You can find it by looking at a simple Google search.
VIR.
Howie?
I think I found the zip code or other information that was helpful when I went to the Barra website, and I Googled that. So, you know, by Googling Barra and maybe the Hamfest, we'll probably get right to it. K2EIR.
Thank you, Howie. Anybody else?
Yeah, the zip code is 07676.
Thank you, Don. Okay, very good. Anything else on this topic? Okay, Rich, back to you. AC2GI, K2BAR.
K2BAR, AC2GI. I use an FT7900 as my dual band base, and I'm toying with putting a desk mic on it. Not one to cut up cables. Anybody know of adapters for a generic desk mic that would go into the 7900? I'm surprised how little information there is when I Google that. Back to net.
One suggestion would be to simply get a Heil mic adapter that will bring out on a 1/8-inch connection the microphone audio path, and on a 1/4-inch connection, it will bring out the PTT.
Say that again, because the Yaesu uses an RJ, not an 11, pretty close toward 11. Mic input to the side of the radio, and what are you suggesting now?
Heil makes an adapter for Yaesu radios and for their headsets. But whether you use their headsets or their microphones doesn't matter, because they have a RJ45 male to the 7900 that comes out to a pigtail about 4 inches long, and there's an 1/8 inch mono female for the audio input to the microphone, and an 1/4 inch female for the PTT.
Thank you very much. I'll look into that. Back to that, AC2GI.
Yeah, look up heilsound.com, H-E-I-L, sound.com. I mean, you may want to buy their microphones, too, but that's a different matter. And if you're not sure which microphone to buy, if nothing else, you can call them on their customer service line during the day, and they can make recommendations as to what will work. You find out the impedance characteristic, and you decide whether you want to buy their microphone or another microphone with that same impedance characteristic.
Yeah, I used the Heil, what's it, the 776 Pro on my HF radio, and I was just looking for a reasonable desk mic for this 2 meter. Back to that.
What's nice about that breakout is you can, you know, wire it to all sorts of things. Vox units, you can, you know, PTT type units. You can wire it to a hand switch, a foot switch, you know, a toggle switch that just latches. So, you know, you could not just use a desk mic, but use a desk mic that doesn't necessarily have a PTT on it and make your PTT line separate. In fact, I have one of those little clickers for a car, and in fact, I may have mentioned this a few months ago, and as long as you hold the button down, the relay on the other side, on the receiver, is closed. It's a relay close contact. And if I take the little dongle and release it, the wireless dongle, and release it, it will then release the PTT on the radio. And it comes with two of these little, you know, key fob things, so you always have a spare around, so you don't have to worry about PTT issues. But that way you don't have to run wires across. You can even run a boom microphone and just keep the key fob thingy on the desk and just use it anytime you want.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Anybody else have any thoughts on this subject? What would be a good microphone for a 7900?
K2VIR.
As one who has put wireless headsets or wired headsets for hands-free operation on a few FM radios, go ahead, Howie, K2VIR or K2BAR.
Well, this is just, we've had this conversation before, Gordon. Some people might find this just better, but MFJ makes something they call a universal microphone adapter. I think that's what they call it. But the nice part about this is that you can go to their website, download the manual, and you can take a look at this. It goes for approximately $30. It will take 8-pin connectors, and, you know, the round connectors that are often used with desk mics on bass rigs, certainly in the past, and it will also take RJ45, and it will go to both of those. And inside there is a small circuit board with lots of pins for jumpers, and it can be very confusing to get understand and do the jumpers right, but it is universal, and you can use it again and again on different rigs. But as I say, there's a strong point that you can take a look at this ahead of time. I think if you use something like this, once you've got the pin, the jumpers right, you would find it very nice and neat. You might then be tempted to do your own adapter for a lot less money and then take the, just a direct wiring kind of thing. You know, if you have an RJ45 cable and whatever else your desk mic is terminated in, you can make your own, and then use the universe for something else, or sell it, or you know, loan it to a buddy or whatever. But it's something I think it's worth taking a look at. That's the only reason I mention it. Sorry to be so long-winded on this one thing. Again, MFJ, Universal Microphone Adapter. I'm sure you can find it on their webpage. I think it's mfjenterprises.com. K2EIR, back to that.
And to NBR.
Okie doke. Anybody else have any add-on thoughts to this? This is good. Thank you, Harry.
If the audio connector or the audio slash PTT connector on your rig is an 8-conductor, you can get one at Radio Shack. You know, go back to one of their parts drawers. It's not to say they have it in stock. It might be a good idea to call ahead of time, but the 8-conductor is typical of that arrangement.
And by the way, if you're just making a short pigtail, you can take a short RJ45 cable, and as long as the wire is reasonable, you can just cut it and make your own pigtail. It'll be just fine for that purpose, and you can, you know, put on your own, you know, Heil compatible connectors or some other connector if you want. But even with the crimp, you just take a short RJ 45, you know, Ethernet jumper, and you'll be fine. I don't see any problem with that at all. In fact, I'm running 2 6-foot pieces of cable, you know, on my rig control from my microphone to a switch, to a Cat 5 switch, and then using only one microphone in my mobile environment. I have a second mic in the car, but rather than have to manage two mics, I just use a single mic and a push button. And the second mic is kept in the car in case my wife and I need to operate independently. But anyway, it's something to think about.
Yeah, I have that MFJ unit up on the page right now. I'll look into that. Thank you very much, AC2GIO.
Roger. Okay, anybody else on this topic? Okay, and then there's the other popular, if you can figure out the microphone and it has PTT and audio in it, and you know it's going to work, and you've got reasonable wires that will enter an RJ45 cable, Rich, I would be more than happy to bring my crimper and snap a connector on for you. I did that to repair several different guys' mobile rig, mobile antennas, mobile radio microphones, I should say, on several occasions. In fact, one time I did N1LU, I did Charlie's at a Chestnut Ridge luncheon at Davy's Locker over in, I guess, I don't know, is that Park Ridge or Montvale, whatever it is. It's on, you know, Pascack Road there. But, yeah, just be aware, or is that Kinderkamak? No, that's Kinderkamak, I'm sorry. But, I mean, I'd be more than happy to do that for you if you want. All right, anybody else?
Yeah, Gordon, W2NH said that. Don't know if I missed you calling me. I had to take a quick trip to a room down the hall. And if you did call me, I apologize. I'll wait again to get in line.
So you're next, but hold on. Let's stick to the topic. Any more about this microphone business? Okay, well, thank you very much, Rich, for bringing up the topic. It's a good topic. W2NH said, Mr. Matt, you have a for sale item, I believe, K2BAR.
Good, okay. Yeah, once again, sorry, Gordon. Took way longer than I anticipated. I want to mention that maybe it would be good to have a pencil and paper handy for this one, fellas, because I'm going to give a model number, which is quite long. And even though you may not be interested, you might want to just look it up on Google and then do a CNET review. and just take a look at this piece of artwork if you're bored and have nothing to do. This is a television, Gordon. Now, this is made by Sony, and the model number is as follows. Kilo Delta Sierra Dash Romeo 60 X-ray Bravo Roberts, the number 2. Okay, sorry about that long one there. It's a projection television. Once again, by Sony, model number Kilo Delta Sierra Dash Romeo 60 X-ray Bravo Romeo 2. And real quick on the email for questions, the email is November Hotel Zulu. No, wait a minute, fellas. I really apologize. I'm going to use a Yahoo address, and I didn't switch it yet. So it's Whiskey 2 November India Whiskey, 07, the minus sign, 08, at yahoo.com. Whiskey 2 November India Whiskey, 07, the minus sign, 08, at yahoo.com. And anybody who wants to talk about it, very welcome to send emails. Appreciate the time, and sorry for all the foul-ups, Gordon. Back to you.
Hey, very good. So you have a Sony projection TV. Is this an HD format, you know, 16:9, or is this a 4:5 aspect ratio conventional television?
I had it over my sister's house because it's just too big for here, and I've kept it in a spare room over there, and I forget the, I think you call it the aspect ratio, but as I recall, the numbers were very high. It's just, it's gorgeous, and to be honest with you, for the little that I remember about it, really, I even have to go online again to pull up the specs on it, as I don't have the book here. It's in the room with the television. So that's why the model numbers, and you know, check it out online, get all the details that way, and then I have I can take and answer some more questions over the phone about little different things about it, not the phone, over the email, and if it leads to something, phone numbers can be exchanged and whatnot. Back to you.
Very good. Okie doke. That's helpful. All right, so just real quick, the email is W2. November is India Whiskey 07-08 at yahoo.com. Just for reference, W2NIW is Matt's old call. His call is that of his recently passed father, so he switched from his uncle's call to his father's call when that call became available. All right, very good. Anything else, Matt?
Oh, that should do it. That should do it. Thank you for explaining a little more detail for me, Gordon. I appreciate it. I was a little nervous, so I was fouling a lot of things up. Yeah, it's a very big TV, side speakers. I think it's 60-inch or better screen, and it's just really nice. So we'll see if any emails, even just curiosity emails, are welcome. No problem. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time. W2NHZ, back to net.
Very good. Randy, you have a comment and a question. Go for it. W2S, K2BAR.
Thanks, Gordon. Good evening to everyone on the net. Yeah, the first is a quick comment about a do-it-yourself project recently in cleaning the land back. I discovered I have an awful lot of spools of coax cable, of wire, of rope, and of various diameters of cordage, and I wanted to arrange these some way that's convenient to get at them and yet not take up a lot of shelf space. So what I decided to do is research something called a spool rack and see what was commercially available. And the commercially available stuff is fairly expensive and probably wouldn't meet my needs. They had fairly limited capacity. So what I was able to do is purchase a number of pieces of perforated steel at Lowe's, and with the right lengths of stuff, I was able to put together a very nice rack with no cutting involved at all, and just assembled with 5/16 bolts. And then for the axles for the spools, I've generally used EMT of various diameters, and the EMT mounts drilled out so they fit into the perforated steel. So if you're looking to organize your wire and your cordage, I'd heartily recommend a very simple project like this. And of course, it makes it all better if you go and get yourself a set of beautiful casters at Harbor Freight and mount those on the bottom, and you can just roll the thing around. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
I have to ask, did you do that last step yet?
Last step with the casters? Absolutely.
Okay, so I hate to ask this, but could you put that up on contact group with some pictures, maybe?
Why, yes. Yes, I can, and I will.
Yeah, that is awesome. And again, if you want to join the ComTech group, just shoot me an email. In fact, I've logged into my email right now, w2ttt@att.net. And if you send me a quick request, I'll make sure you get added to the ComTech group. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Alrighty. I'm just trying to think. Anything else, Mr. Randy, you want to add to that one before we go on to the next subject? Or let me refrain from that. Are there any comments or questions regarding Randy's suggestion? Okay, so Randy, any finals on that one? And then you want to go to, your question.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'll, sometime in the next 24 hours, I'll post a couple of pictures and possibly a bill of materials for what I used to assemble this little spool rack on the ComTech group and on my website as well as at wu2s.com. My question for the group here, that I'm really interested in what the group thinks about this, because I've been thinking about it recently. I'm not really sure what I want to do. Amateur radio license plates for motor vehicles are available from pretty much all the states, and they are available in New Jersey, and I know some of our members here have them. I researched the thing. It's a little difficult to find on the New Jersey Motor Vehicles site, but it is there, and then you can't just order them. You have to go send for a special code to get in and register, but it's not an onerous burden. But I'm curious about what people think are the pros and the cons, if any, of having your motor vehicle license be your amateur radio call sign. So that's my question for the group this evening. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Well,